Construction work to widen sections of Waterdown Road is in full swing, with the cities of Burlington and Hamilton working with the region of Halton on the project announced in 2016. Headed by CAP Infrastructure Inc., it started in late February 2024 and is planned to finish at the end of 2026. The city hopes that the wider road will alleviate traffic between Burlington and Waterdown while planning ahead for urban development in the area. Traffic in the construction zone will be reduced to one lane in areas, causing slowdowns and backups. The city plans to widen the street from Craven Road to Mountain Brow Road, turning it into a three-lane street with bike lanes until traffic volumes increase enough to mark it as a four-lane road. The current phase of the project has a budget of around $39 million. The construction will also be adding a curb, gutter and pathway to around 3 kilometers of the street and a sidewalk to a 500-meter residential strip north of Flat Road. Major water system restructuring will also be happening in the area as a full replacement of the water main in the construction zone will be accompanied by new storm sewer installations. The area is planned to receive some beautification in the form of new trees, streetlights and landscaping as well. A number of issues delayed the project from its proposed start in 2020. The schedule for the project was delayed due to various factors, Janine Yaramich, manager of design and construction for the City of Burlington, said. Challenges with land acquisitions, permitting, utility relocations and impacts related to COVID-19. An enabling works project was also necessary, involving the construction of multiple retaining walls and grading. Despite the delays, the plans for the area have remained consistent with the plan proposed in 2016 aside from shifting the responsibility of an intersection at Mountain Brow Road to the City of Hamilton. Residents in the area were warned about potential internet disruptions over the course of the construction and to be aware that access to and from their property during construction hours may be difficult.